What music did the coach tell us he liked the other day? Was it ABBA?
No, it's country.
Oh,
no.
Country.
Oh, I'm getting him and I'm getting Coach Fitz confused.
Yeah, that was Kenny Chesney.
Right.
With Coach Fitz.
We're going to get some country music for Coach.
I know.
Not that this isn't great, obviously. Coach Jeremy Colleton joins us. Good morning, Coach.
George Strait.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We can't really play George Strait. He's not upbeat.
Why not?
He's just not upbeat.
I liked hearing that fire from Coach.
That was good.
He's not upbeat enough to have an introduction musically for you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking your friend George Strait.
I think you could find what you needed.
This is how he coaches. He goes, "You got it in you. You got it in you. Now go out there and get it." I was in the house for the win the other night. That third period was bananas.
It was. It was a little more exciting than we wanted it to be. But,
exactly.
I think we had put ourselves in a pretty good position. Ultimately, you know, we took too many penalties, and we give them some hope, give them some life with a turnover, and then they score, and then they have some pretty good players who they smell blood in the water, and they're going to come at us. But we found a way to win and finish it out, and yeah, that's ultimately what we needed was 2 points.
Exactly, and a 5-4 win is great, but that first period, that's as good as a team's played all year, or maybe as good as a team's played in 2 years. That first period was tremendous. Did they get gassed after that? Because they were able to fight off each other in the second period, and then, as we said, the third period was a little nuts. But that first period was, I mean, if you could get 60 minutes of that, you'd never lose again.
Well, I think part of it is we scored in our chances, and so, I think we've had other good periods too, but we finished last game, and that's it's part of it. You know, we got to put the puck in the net, but I don't think we ran out of gas. I thought, like I said, we were in a good position, but they have some very dynamic offensive players, and they got a little life off the second goal, and then it was a hockey game.
What does it do for a team when Jonathan Toews comes to the defense of a teammate the way he did?
Yeah, it was a big moment for the team. I think he, responds right away without hesitation, and we end up killing off the power play, and we end up scoring. So, big moment in the game, and think that was part of the great start we had.
And that's not a surprise to you guys on the team, and for those of us who know Jonathan even a little bit, he's one of the most competitive guys you're ever going to meet. So I'm not surprised he jumped in the middle of that.
That's true. He's very competitive, and he's passionate and cares about his teammates and, of course, the team, and that's what he showed.
Can you explain why a hockey fight matters in a positive way to the casual hockey fan?
It's not even so much whether it's a fight or it's just a response, show that, when someone, we didn't, the guys on the ice certainly didn't like the hit on Sauter. He wasn't really prepared for it. And it shows that, hey, we care about you, and we're going to stick up for you, and we're in this together.
You've got at least a point in 5 of your last 6 games. Have you sensed a difference in the way this team is playing now compared to, say, a month ago?
Well, there's some confidence, and when you get results and you get points, it's easier. It's easier to keep going. We would have liked to get more. I think there's opportunities to have more of the points than we have. We lost a couple overtime shootout situations where we've played pretty well, and so that's, I don't think we're where we want to be, and then I don't think our game is where we want to be either. But having said that, we're making progress, and we're gonna have to continue to improve as the year goes on. So even when you do get some points or you get some results, we can't lose the hunger to get better. And I think that's got to be our approach.
Robin Lehner has been exceptional. Now, if you're only paying a little bit of attention, you see goals given up, you're going to go, well, 3 or 4 a game. But 57 shots. I think I tweeted this out the other night. Don't walk behind him and say boo. I mean, I'd be twitching for the rest of my life. 57 shots. That was crazy.
Yeah, they got a lot of pucks in the net. And, again, it was mostly, we took too many penalties, and especially in the third, and then they had a long stretch of 6-on-4 and 6-on-5. But, to his credit, Robin was good, and he swallowed everything up.
Kirby Dach was on with us yesterday. He's a good kid, as you know. But I thought it was a good sign, too, the way he buried that puck in the first period when he saw it. No hesitation.
Yeah, he's going to be a great player, no question. I think he's had some really good games, and nice to see, you know, his response, you know, after coming out of the lineup. He and it wasn't anything to do, it wasn't like a punishment or anything, just trying to get him a rest. And I thought he came back fresh and excited to play and did a great job.
Get prepared, Coach. I'm just giving a little pre-warning. G is going to be coming up with her totally non-hockey question in just a second.
I'm ready, G.
You got a couple of questions before, while G's still working out the details. On this road swing here, you're going to Vegas. You mentioned a couple of shootouts where you left a point out there. One of those was against Vegas at the United Center. They've had the Blackhawks number since they came into the league. You go to Nashville where you had kind of a rough time last time you went there. How do you look at these two games?
It's a good test. It's going to be fun. Two important games, you know, with teams we're going to be battling with for playoff position. And I thought, you know, the Vegas game we played pretty well, probably deserved 2 points, and we'd like to have a similar performance. You know, put the puck in the net. That's a big thing. We only got the one goal that game, despite how well we played. And then the Nashville game, we weren't very good. So hopefully we get a response there. Ultimately, you know, we're going to focus on the next one. But they have a good team, and we're going to try and hunt them down in the standings. And so it's a great opportunity tomorrow to get 2-0.
You know, the shootout thing that Dave brought up, is there a specific strategy for each guy where they go to their go-to shot, or do you pay attention to goalie tendencies and your coaches help with that, and that helps determine which way you're going to go with the puck? How does that work?
Yeah, for sure. No, you know, every guy has a couple things they like to do, and you know, before the game we have video on all the goaltenders, and the goaltenders have video on all the likely shooters, so everyone's prepared. It's a bit of a cat and mouse thing as far as, you know, what you're gonna try and do. And maybe if you shoot third, you watch, you know, how the goaltender played the first couple shooters, and you make your decision. But you know, it's a bit of a coin toss at times, and it can be frustrating. You know, Pittsburgh, for example, I thought we played a pretty good game, and yet we come with a sour taste after it because we don't get 2 points. And but that's part of it. So those extra points are important. We like to get them.
Gee, your non-hockey question.
Yes, so we learned a little bit about your musical taste last week. This week, I'd like to know about what you like to watch. Who is your favorite actor or actress, and what's your favorite movie?
Oh, you got to give me the heads up before, so I'm a little more prepared.
I'm so sorry. You want me to save this for next week? I can. I have a different question lined up, ready to go.
We can't make him write a paper.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Give me something else.
Okay, fine. Since it's so cold today, you get to pick one of these. Coffee, hot tea, or a hot toddy? Which do you go for, sir?
Well, today I think it's a coffee.
Okay. And how do you like your coffee, Coach?
A little cream.
Just a little cream.
Just a little
splash.
Yeah.
A little splash.
Simple man, simple pleasures.
And he will be writing a 3-page essay on his favorite actor, actress, and
movie. Not so simple next week.
Hey, go vanquish Vegas, will you?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, thanks, man. That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.